Now here's my spiel. You have tuned in here of your own free will. Listen to me, Scary Larry, for I am your host, your DJ Dead Jockey, if you'll allow me to boast. For your entertainment, we have assembled tonight a monstrous bunch to perform and delight. Or perhaps you'll be shocked and gasp at the sound of singing ghouls and zombies as they rise from the ground. You'll hear songs about werewolves and vampire bats, mummies and witches with slinky black cats. They've come together to party and sing in honor of this theme we call Halloween. For this is the night when All Hallows Eve rules and everyone dresses and acts like a fool. Monster girls and monster men are here and ready for the fun to begin. Now my radio ritual is ready to start. I've put a spell on you so you won't depart. Prepare yourself. Are you ready to go? Welcome to Halloween on the Scary Larry Show.
Bonfires burning bright, pumpkin faces in the night. I remember Halloween, dead cats hanging from poles, little dead are out in droves. I remember Halloween. Brown leaf vertigo, where skeletal life is known.
Our first tune of terror by Jin Hellcat Blackwood, formerly with the Canadian band The Creep Show. It was her cover of the song Halloween by The Misfits. After leaving Creep Show in the summer of 2007, she began producing an album with her new band, The Prowl. You must check out her single, Betty Bone, sometime. That song was a dedication to Little Gory Lori in Osagi Beach, Missouri.
Gather round, creeps, gather round, fools. Gather round, spirits, and gather round, ghouls. Listen to me, for I have a story of blackening fright and all things gory. Of grinning pumpkins and demon cats, of wicked witches and scurrying rats. They've all come together to celebrate and feast, Larry the Wolf, and Igor the Beast. For this is the night when little babies cry and orange mist pours from their eyes. And monster girls and monster men patiently wait for the fun to begin. What do they know that you've never seen? Well, I'll tell you, my friend. A glorious hootenanny called Halloween.
Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. Preferably no one I know personally. And make it be positive. I just love that stuff. That was the Groovy Ghoulies, a pop punk band from Sacramento, California, whose music took inspiration from horror movies. They released numerous albums, EPs, and singles back in the day. I would like to take this opportunity to thank my radio station, VAMP, and our super natural sponsors, Ghoulade and Halloweeties cereals. Now, fresh off the slab, as Mad Dr. Schlock would say, is a band brought together by brothers Tom and John Jorgensen in 1992. It's the Swingin' Neckbreakers with their horror hit, No Costume, No Candy. Take that, you greedy little monster.
Yeah.
let's take a break and thank one of our scary sponsors, Gulag. Are you hot and dying of thirst? Hey, Gulag! Oh no, Gulag's here. You better run. Gulag's here. You better get the gun. He's got a big fight, scary. To hear crocodiles smile. Yuck! Tastes like bait. Gulag brand, the one you hate. Oh no, it's Gulag! Speaking of leaving a bad taste in your mouth, our next song is Poison Candy by 13 Cats. I think they are really singing about a girl. But girl or tainted trick-or-treat candy, you decide. They are a rockabilly supergroup that draws their membership from several other bands. Guitarist Danny B. Harvey is from the Rock Cats. Singer Tim Polecat is from, what else, the Polecats. Slim Jim Phantom is a founding member of the Stray Cats. And bass player Schmutty Smith is also a Rock Cat. That's a lot of cats, but not 13. Oh, and don't forget that Johnny Bowler replaced Schmutty, and he was from the band Guanabats, not cats!
She's a trick or treat on Halloween. She's the razor blade in Apple Queen. She's the sweetest thing that I have found. But I don't eat nothing from the ground. She comes in handy. She's poison. Poison candy. Poison candy. Poison candy. Poison candy. I came in a box for Valentine's.
Now that's my kind of M&M. Welcome back to our Halloween special edition of the Scary Larry Show. Perhaps you have heard of our next monstrous musician, Jim Heath. No, you say? Well, how about the Reverend Horton Heat and his Texas-based band by the same name? He has been called the godfather of modern rockabilly and psychobilly. I used to have an uncle named Psychobilly. Now, let's go to the good Reverend's Halloween dance.
V-A-M-P, you fools!
It's Friday night. Nelson won at junior high. Tonight,
Halloween.
As long as we were dancing, I thought I would throw in a little Europop by the Danish group Aqua. They are best known for their 1997 multi-platinum crossover single, Barbie Girl. You know, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. That was their version of Halloween. It seems fitting that the band Panic at the Disco would be spinning on the turntable next. Originally a pop band from Las Vegas that formed in 2004, Panic pulls most of their influence from other pop rock bands like Blink 182 and post-hardcore groups. Are they emo? Pop punk? Electronic rock? Who the Hades knows? Listen to It's Almost Halloween. As always, I am your MC, Monster of Ceremonies, your DJ dead jockey on radio station VAMP, broadcasting from Lower Transylvania. We would like to thank our newest spooky sponsor, already your favorite breakfast cereal, no doubt, Hello VTs. Yes, indeed, it's Hello VTs. 100% whole grain flakes plus plenty of B vitamins and fiber. Just add a cup of human blood for a complete nutritious meal. Have you tried Hello VTs? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try Hello VTs? For wheat is great with blood of man. They're bloody and crunchy the whole year through. The undead never tire of them, and neither did you. Oh, just try Hello VTs, the best breakfast food in the land. You better eat your Hello VTs, the breakfast of vamps. The band No Parents get their name from the literal chant, "No parents," when you had wild parties when your parents went out of town. You remember. They are one of the most exciting new bands to come out of the garage punk scenes in L.A. So raw, so catchy. No parents, no parents, no parents. It's the Hello Vegan.
And I
bats. That's what I'm talking about. It was Halloween Blues by the Fratellis. Whether you call it post-punk revival, garage, or alternative, these guys rock. Named from the criminal family in the movie The Goonies, John, Barry, and Mince Fratelli know their way around the stage. Their latest album, Half Drunk Under a Full Moon, oh boy, do I know how that feels, will be released this year on October 30th. How appropriate that our next wretched record is All Hallows Eve by the Blood Junkies.
Sacrifice. Oh, rotting corpses at my door tonight. Halloween, 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 Halloween. It's a creepy scene. The undead sees. Oh, Halloween. And the wolves say, oh, oh, hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, 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 hey. Halloween, Halloween.
Fellow Blood Junkies, that sounds like folk punk to me. A little country, little punk, oohs and ahs, screams and groans, you get the idea. I say they are horror punk all the way. Speaking of country, what if Johnny Cash had been more interested in vampires, werewolves, and German expressionistic cinema than in walking the line? Well then, meet the Coffin Shakers. That's Rob Coffinshaker on vocals, Joe Undertaker on bass, Fang on electric guitar, and Andy Bones on drums. You say you've never heard of them? Hey, these graveyard rockers are big in Finland. Or is that Fangland?
Children of the night call. Tonight the graves are opening up, the strangest sights I've seen. People, doors and windows locked this night of Halloween.
We are the undead, immortal. No man can harm us unless he pours a stake through our hearts or beheads us. No one is protected from us unless they hold the hated cross.
Born Brian Hugh Vaughan, otherwise known as Marilyn Manson, the love child of Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson. What? He's not. They're handing me the note. Seems like he came up with the name because he viewed them as the most iconic figures of the 1960s. Singer, songwriter, record producer, actor, virtual artist, music video producer, and former music journalist. He lends his multi-talents to Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas song. This is Halloween. Boils and ghouls of every age, wouldn't you like to hear something strange? Come with me and you will hear Marilyn Manson.
Our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween.
is Halloween. Everybody scream. Won't you please make way for a very special guy? Our man Jack is king of the Pumpkin Patch. Everyone hail to the Pumpkin King now.
I'm Scary Larry on VAMP Radio. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Was Mr. Robert Bartson Cummings, but I just call him Rob Zombie. And his backup band was none other than the Ghastly Bones, a surf garage group from Van Nuys. That particular track is off Rob's Halloween Hootenanny CD. Go out and haunt your local record store until they order it for you. Order it today! I give it a 5-star ranting. 5-star ranting. I kill myself.
Yeah.
the monster's theme by Fallout Boy from the Uma Thurman single. What can I say? I really dig the monsters and that Al Lewis. What the hell? Now that was great TV. And as for the Fallout Boys, remember, my little monsters, my songs know what you are doing. Hey guys and gals, with your help and participation, we will actually raise the living dead. Sounds like fun, eh? We will call the vampire DJ Scary Larry. Now call his name with me. Scary Larry! Scary Larry! Scary Larry! I hear you, I hear you. Stop with all the shouting and sound effects. That's better. I am here. Because you have summoned me, so that you may never forget this momentous occasion. You will be sworn in as an honorary member in the new Scary Larry fan club. Please put your hand, or claw, over your heart, if you have one. Now, repeat after me. I do hereby pledge and dispose that I will hereafter assist with all efforts to listen and promote the Scary Larry Show, as long as they remain consistent with the loyalties of a good American, and thereby I will receive all privileges if I pay for the fan club kit. So help me, Bela Lugosi. Vanavas. That's right, kids. Now, all you have to do to officially join the Scary Larry Fan Club is to order the membership kit. And this is what you get. A cheap tin button. The flimsy membership card. A black and white 8x10 photograph of nothing because vampires don't reflect. And a plastic necklace with a little coffin on it that may or may not actually contain Transylvanian dirt. Wow! So, to officially join the club and get your creepy, club kit, send all the money in your dad's wallet and mom's purse to radio station VAMP 1313 Carpathian Court, Transylvania 666666. Join today! Don't keep me waiting. Thanks a lot, Mr. Announcer Man, for that totally unsolicited testimonial. What can I say about John Zachary that hasn't been spoken of in the reverent tones when you speak of the man? Legendary TV host, radio personality, singer and voice actor, he is best known for his long career as a television horror host, broadcasting monster movies from Philadelphia and Boo York City in the 50s and 60s. His novelty songs, like the top 10 hit, Dinner with Jack, in 1958, will go down in history. He was the essential cool ghoul named by Dick Clark himself. Zachary gave up the ghost on October 27th, 2016, at the age of 98. Our last blast from the gasp is in honor of a ghoul synonymous with October 31st. It's Zachary's Happy Halloween!
Through the nauseous night I'll soar, I'll wade through pools of rancid gore. I'll slide through clumps where maggots squirm, I'll skin dive where piranhas churn. I'll tread the reeking, oozing swamp, through corpse-filled quicksand beds I'll stomp. Through vampire nests I'll wend my way, where werewolves dwell I'll pass today. I'll lift your coffin lid, my dear, my nose will tell me you're still there. I'll realize my lifelong dream to wish you happy Halloween.
Good night, Zachary, whatever you are. We have come to the end of our special Halloween show. We must schlep back to the graveyard, open the tomb, and crawl back into the coffin before the dawn breaks. But be sure to tune in next week for more monster hits and tunes of terror on radio station VAMP and the Scary Larry Show.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.